In the continuing corruption saga of former HPD chief Louis Kealoha and his city prosecutor wife Catherine Kealoha, newly released records show police commissioner Loretta Sheehan was an early target for the defense. CivilBeat.org reporter Nick Ruby joins us with today's reality check. Hey there, Nick.
Hi, Beth Ann. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Now, this is about that letter that came from last September in which Mrs. Kealoha is defending her husband and is also pointing a finger at Police Commissioner Loretta Sheehan. Why?
Well, I think the Kealohas have been trying to defend themselves in many different avenues, such as by filing lawsuits or going to members of the press to try to sort of tell their side of the story as a way to discredit some of the investigators and the allegations that have sort of come to light over the past several years.
The Kealohas have also said that, you know, the media is partly to blame, that things have been leaked to them, that in the public's eye, at least, there isn't a fair airing of what has happened. From what you have found and having read this latest letter, any evidence to suggest that's true?
Well, I think you have to sort of look at the facts as they are today, and those facts include one police officer who has already pleaded guilty to federal conspiracy and has agreed to cooperate with federal investigators. Now, when you look at the court records in that case, there are a list of other co-conspirators, and one of them, co-conspirator number one, is Catherine Kealoha, based off of the facts that are contained within those court records. So I think that's the best place to start.
So what's the importance of this letter in which she is saying that, you know, Loretta Sheehan should be disqualified, or at least there are some indications that her attorney would have wanted to have the police commissioner disqualified?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are a couple of important aspects to it. One is that it does allow the Kealohas to sort of put their side of the story out there, right? Because they haven't been talking to the press a lot lately. But then the other way to look at this is the greater context is that former police chief Louis Kealoha is trying to get taxpayers to pay for his legal fees in a related lawsuit that's sort of tied to this federal corruption probe that's ongoing. And, you know, so there is a bit of a financial incentive to get the police commissioners to sign off on those attorney's fees.
So what's the takeaway from this, at least as far as Loretta Sheehan's concerned?
Well, the takeaway is the saga continues, really. I mean, this has been playing out for years, and it could very well likely last a couple more.
But why? I mean, I'm not sure people understand why perhaps Loretta Sheehan was fingered in this or that seems to be at the center of this particular letter.
Well, remember, the police commission hasn't investigated the police chief on any of these allegations. And Loretta Sheehan's the only police commissioner who came out and was critical of him, and not only in relation to the federal corruption probe, but also in just his general handling of a department that has had high-profile scandal after high-profile scandal.
She's only been in the police commission not even a year, and that was part of what I think was in the letter, too. As you sort of draw back the lens from this, where do you think this goes from here?
Well, from here, I think we wait to see what federal prosecutors are going to do. The investigation has expanded, and we wait to see what the Honolulu Ethics Commission decides on whether Loretta Sheehan can continue to take part in the discussions over whether former police chief Louis Kealoha gets taxpayer-funded legal representation.
All right, the waiting game it is. Thanks so much.
And thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from CivilBeat.org, today featuring reporter Nick Ruby.